AJ has been living inside a small glass box since 9:10 a.m. yesterday.
Yes, AJ, he's coming home now.
Into the final
getting ready
stretch. Been doing great, brother.
Yeah.
I'm almost there.
He's been listening to It's a Small World After All on continuous loop outside of McDermott Chevrolet and Lexus of New Haven.
Yep.
It's all to raise money for the toy drive. To donate, you can go to the radio station website. Very easy. You'll be on and off in like 70 seconds.
Exactly.
Or you can stop by McDermott Chevrolet and Lexus, which is what Kyle from K&J Tree Service has done. Kyle, good morning.
Good morning.
Morning, Kyle.
Thank you so much for doing this, man.
Thank you.
Thank you for having me. I've got the magic headphones now. I can hear.
Look at that.
Beautiful.
See? Life is good.
You know, it's a much different year last year when you were on site.
It sure was. And I thought about bringing the bucket truck down just to tease AJ.
Pull
in the parking
yeah.
lot. I said, what if I just pull in and pull the air horn and...
That's where the donation should have been, in the bucket.
Yeah, go get the money.
Yeah, go ahead. Yeah. You want it, go get it.
Go get it.
I got a check for $1,000 in the bucket. You got to go in head first.
Yeah, no, I'm good.
You don't know how...
I figured I'd be nice this year. I just brought the envelope with the $1,000 in.
Oh, man. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank
you. Know,
it's a great Christmas after all.
And K&J Tree Service, you know, we just did an event with Kyle in Hamden at the Lou for Luca.
Yeah.
It was great.
It was. I appreciate all your support.
Can we turn the volume down on the monitors a little bit? It's coming back at me.
Oh, sorry.
Thank you. Yep. Appreciate it.
Had that effect on people.
Kyle, thank you, man.
See, now I can't hear that with my magic headphones.
Ah.
Yeah. Well, thank you so much for the donation.
Yeah, man.
Absolutely.
We got to figure out a way to work this bucket truck into...
Something.
Something. Maybe we can get somebody else
AJ's
in it.
AJ's not smiling while you're smiling.
No. So I've done it. AJ's done it.
Right. We did
he's
our
He's looking
time.
Left. He's looking right.
Drew's been in it. Scott Haney.
We did the bucket already.
No, but there's a couple mayors coming.
Right.
Maybe we could put, I don't want to say this because it'll spook them and they won't come, but let's just say we have two opposing politicians in there, and whoever gets the most money gets to come down first.
I like that.
I'm just throwing it out there.
I like that.
Throwing it out there.
I like where this is going.
Yeah.
But Kyle, thanks, man.
Absolutely.
You've been nothing but great with us, and the first meeting I had with Kyle, if we could turn the monitors down, it'd be great. It sounds like I'm in Yankee Stadium right now. The first meeting I had with Kyle, he said, whenever you do a fundraiser, let me know. And he's been true to his word because I call him all the time, and he's right there. Thank you, Kyle.
You guys as well. Thank you.
Thank you. Brother.
Thanks.
Kyle with K&J Tree Service. Yay.
Dude's the best, man.
Dude's the best. Okay, now we're going to go over to a surprise we had for AJ, and this was all set up by Kevin with McDermott. It's the Corvette Club of Connecticut, and on the mic now is Rick Washerback, the president of the Corvette Club of Connecticut. Good morning, Rick.
Good morning.
Thank you for coming out.
Yes, thank you. Thank you for everything.
What a show they've put on already.
Right. Yeah. We are so happy to be here.
How many Corvettes do we have?
I think we have probably about 25 or 27 cars.
Wow.
And I get to pick one?
Pick all but the 93.
Oh, okay.
Can you give us a couple of the special Corvettes that are there? I know they're all special, but give us a rundown of a few.
Yeah, for every one, they're special. Probably the most special is what they call the Z06. It's the high-performance side.
Yeah.
AJ knows already. Listen to him.
We have one out there now, and they just picked it up. I have a 93, which is a 30-year-old car that is almost ready to turn 14,000 miles on it.
Wow.
And we have one called Waldo. It's a fifth generation, which is bumping 300,000 miles as we speak right now.
Wow. Dang!
Yeah.
So that's where Waldo went.
and everybody just, and McDermott's been a tremendous sponsor for our club, and we're just so happy to be here today and participate.
And you guys brought toys with you.
Yes, that's awesome.
Yes, we did.
Lots of toys. Lots of toys.
Yeah.
I just want to acknowledge one of your members, Jack Stacy, who I spoke to, former Marine, and he was very stoked that today is the Marine Corps birthday, and it was just a great day for him to come, participate, and bring some toys.
So. Yes, Jack's a 25-year member of our club and former Marine. He's a director at large and has been past president as well himself. does a phenomenal job of supporting our club and our sponsors as well.
Awesome. All right, Rick, we are ready.
You ready?
Yes.
Ladies and gentlemen, start your engines.
You're doing it in the parking lot. That's so cool.
Yeah.
They're not done yet.
Cool.
Chevy Power. Wow. Love it.
The last one was me.
When you hear the mic, can't take it.
That's loud.
That's horsepower.
Wow.
Oh, my God.
Wow.
AJ, how does it smell?
It smells like heaven.
AJ might go to sleep a little early.
This is his white noise, too.
It's okay. I got a canary in here.
AJ was fine until like 8:36 when he fell asleep.
Why is he blue?
It's so cool because there's a whole line of the cars.
Oh, yeah.
Wow. They're all gorgeous. They really are.
And I'll tell you, they're all beautiful. That new Corvette is a supercar.
Yeah.
You can't get a cooler supercar in that price range anywhere on the planet.
So let's see. Which one do I pick?
I was going to say, which one's AJ's favorite?
That one sounds nice.
I've never owned a Vette. They are so cool.
Hey, I tell you something. After drinking Red Bull and all stuff last night, I'm going to sound like that later. Wow.
Wow. What a sound.
Wow, a bird just fell out of the sky.
We got some tribe members on the phone, AJ, who want to talk to you. We're coming into the final minutes.
Yay.
Not really good at math, but 15, 16, 26 minutes.
That's final.
Yep. Right?
Let me see.
Yeah, 26 minutes.
26. Thank you, Aisha.
26, yes.
26 minutes to go.
Yep.
26 minutes and counting.
We got to get to 10 after 9.
Yep.
Kevin from McDermott Chevrolet and Lexus of New Haven joining us now. Kevin, good morning.
Good morning. Wow, this place looks so much better this morning, covered in toys.
Yeah. Thank you for hooking us up with the Corvette Club of Connecticut. What a bunch of great guys and girls.
Yeah, good people.
Yeah.
Great job. They did a great job of bringing those cars in. It looked festive with Corvettes running around.
It did. And then the way they came in all unified, it was awesome.
Thank you for hosting us there.
Yes, thank you.
Oh, we're going to do this forever. We love it.
Thank you.
We might ask him to do this a couple times a month.
Oh, okay. Sure, why not?
He was too... He's delirious, clearly.
I'm too tired to say no.
So AJ somehow set the alarms off last night.
Yes, I got the phone call.
I did not do anything.
I did get a couple phone calls from the alarm company. I said, don't worry, it's just a man in a box.
Exactly right,
it's
yeah.
It's just a man in the box.
Yeah, I think I scared your cleaning crew.
Yeah, you scared a lot of people last night running around in your underwear.
I'll talk about that. You know how I get.
Hey, Kevin, that was one of those things we didn't want to tell you. So
what?
You wouldn't.
Talk about my phone ringing. I got that call, too.
Yeah, we don't want the plug pulled too early.
That's right.
Thank you.
That's right. We wanted Kevin
forever.
To be in a situation where he could say, honestly, they didn't tell me that was going to happen.
You know, right. That was news to me as well.
What was that animal a tribe member brought last year?
That lynx. Was a
lynx. Yeah.
Yep.
Oh, the giant cat.
The big lynx. It was so nice. I pet it and everything.
Oh, okay.
It was purring, yeah.
Well, that would have been a horrible ending if that cat was hungry and went in your box and just...
Well, then that's how he would have wanted
it. Like Gremlins and Blender scene.
Exactly. AJ's got donuts!
Well, Kevin, thank you so much. We really appreciate your support.
No, thank you, guys. We love this, and the whole community here loves it. We love you.
We'll see you December 8th at the Toy Drive.
Looking forward to it.
Awesome. Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Thanks, Kev.
I'm going to go over to the phone real quick now.
Okay.
Fred Garrity is there. He was on site, had to leave. Fred, thank you. Sorry we didn't get to you.
That's okay. What a great event, guys. We can't not be part of that. I brought up a small donation compared to what you're getting from Johnny Boz from Bozzy's and Jay Pick, the Iceman, myself.
Oh.
We always want to support you guys. What a rush at the end. I was like the only person here. All of a sudden, I turned around. There's 200 people in the parking lot. It was
amazing.
Amazing.
What a great event.
Fred, man, you've been with us for so long, and thank you for your support. Fred organizes the
9/11.
I call it the 9/11 ride. There's a different name to it, right?
It's the Connecticut United ride.
Right.
Right.
It's I call it the 9/11 ride. But yep. It does
right.
such a great
so
job.
Most people.
Yeah.
I was able to meet your friend Kyle today. He's talking about bringing bucket trucks next year. So that was an awesome.
That's a perfect pairing.
You finally got us together, Chad. It worked. We were both there.
I love it. I love what this show does and how it connects great people in the community.
Yeah, so. I'm sick that day.
when we see you on December 8th at your toy drive, J-Pick, myself, Johnny, we're going to tell you about our meatball contest we're having in January that we're going to like you to be part of.
Oh, what?
Brave and Center for Family Justice. Oh, yeah.
You had them at meatball.
I'm in.
Oh, yeah. Meatballs?
I'm in. Yeah. Oh,
so,
yeah.
Fred, thank you for
good stuff.
All your support. We'll talk to you real soon.
All right. Have one. Bye. Right. Take it easy.
Yep.
Fred Garrity. Oh, look who's on the phone.
Wow, that was awesome.
Someone who won in a landslide on Tuesday. I mean, wicked high. Probably record-breaking numbers. It's the current and next mayor of New Haven, Justin Elliker. Good morning, sir.
Good morning. Unbelievable timing. I just called.
Wow.
How are you guys?
Good, good. How are you?
Excellent.
Someone's in a box?
Yes.
Yep.
I Googled it to try to understand it and still can't quite put it together.
AJ, you want to explain it?
Well, basically, I'll be out of here in a few minutes.
That's all he wants to know. I'm out of here soon. Yeah, AJ's been living in a small plastic box since like 9, 10 a.m. yesterday, listening to It's a Small World on continuous loop outside of McDermott Chevrolet and Lexus of New Haven. Raising money for the toy drive, which I know you'll be at on December 8th.
Yep.
And it's all to raise toys. So, yeah.
I raise a lot of money during the campaign, and I just call people. How much do you raise?
We never thought of that.
Wait, you can? Yeah, what?
You can do that?
That was an option?
Chad, you said that was illegal.
We do have a number. Can we unveil the new number Ooh. Now while the mayor's on the
sure.
phone?
Sure,
as of about 6 or 7 minutes ago from Drew on site, AJ, we have broken the 30,000 mark. $30,219.
Wow. Good.
Okay, next time I run for mayor, I'm going in a box. That's pretty
There you go. You can use this one.
It's one day instead of many, many days.
You can use this one.
I'm not going to reuse that one, though. It's probably gross by now, right?
What are you trying to say?
AJ?
I've been very clean.
You got a shower in that box, AJ?
How am I going to work up a sweat?
Maybe fill
I'm
farts.
Sure this is you've gone over this a million times, but you step out to go to the bathroom, right?
I do now.
You haven't been holding.
See, that's why he doesn't want to in the box.
He's got one of those little pads in there, you know, that you get for the dogs.
It's just like walking into a parking garage, same thing.
We put a lot of wood chips down.
Yeah.
Yes. A lot of speedy drive.
It's like
we're
a
good.
Little hamster.
We're good. We're going to replace that divot in the concrete.
We put a metal wheel in there with an upside-down water bottle.
He just exactly. rolls around like a ferret. It's great.
Exactly. And ferrets always smell great.
Mayor, you seem in good spirits.
He is in good spirits, isn't
I'm
he?
I'm delirious, man. I really am. I'm overjoyed. Broke the $30,000 mark.
That's huge.
I really wanted
That's
to,
awesome.
And now I really want to go home and go to sleep.
You're under 20 minutes
yeah.
away. 19 minutes away.
Yay,
Mayor! It's good to hear your voice. We wanted to talk to you. We knew, you know, had a late night on Tuesday, but man, what was it? 70-something%.
It was 79.65 or something like that.
Oh,
yeah, but who's counting?
Yeah.
80.
In the history of New Haven, has anyone gotten that percentage?
That's a temperature.
I'm just going to lie and say no. I honestly have no idea, but I think this is unprecedented. Wow.
I think so, too. I think that when you come up with an idea, people have to listen to it now.
Yep.
I think you wear
a
shirt.
Great night.
You know how people have that sticker on the back of the car, like 26 point whatever miles for a marathon? I think you should walk around with a shirt.
I think
79 point almost 80%.
Right.
From now on, when you call me, you got to blow into a conch.
Yeah, when you go into an alderman meeting now, you undo your tie, open your shirt when they start giving you crap. Like, hey, 80% here,
hey,
people.
Hey, I am the majority.
I'm sorry, who's 80% over here?
That's right.
You know, someone's going to say, 79.65.
That's right.
You have a fill also?
Great night,
yeah.
Yeah, and
we
great
also,
night.
So we also passed charter revision. So in 2027, so it'll take a while, but we're moving from two-year terms to four-year terms, which is a great thing for
us.
It's
about time.
Nice.
Yeah.
We need you to be mayor, not running around making phone calls to get money or going in a box.
Exactly. Yeah.
Well, now I have a new fundraising technique. I don't have to spend as much time raising money.
Which I did not pee in, by the way.
Mayor Elker, thank you for coming on. Congratulations to you, and we'll see you December 8th.
Good luck in the last 19, 18 minutes here.
I appreciate it. Thank you so much, sir. Why? What do you mean?
We have Mayor Justin Elker. Oh, let's go to, is my wife on the line
see,
now?
I see her. She's standing there.
Hi.
Hey, how are you?
Good morning. How are you?
Good.
Hun, there are so many toys here. Oh, my God. All the Corvettes brought the toys, and now you guys are over $30,000. That's amazing.
It really is. And now that $30,000, does that include the toys? Have we put a value on the toys?
I don't think so.
I don't know. I don't think
okay.
so.
Okay. If we put a value on the toys, you're way over that.
Right now, Drew's busy, like, writing stuff down.
Okay, very good.
He's like, I'm not even going to acknowledge you right now.
Yeah, he's ignoring me, too. Yeah. He must be very busy, which is a good thing.
Hon, you're a nurse. How does AJ look?
He looks great. He does. He really does look great, and I mean that sincerely. However, when I walked by his little house a little while ago, I did say to Mamsie, I'm like, do you smell cabbage?
Cabbage.
I did. I'm sorry.
All right. Well, you know.
What?
Like Brussels sprouts,
farts
cabbage stuff.
Stay
yes.
sealed in there.
I've had pizza.
There's a little foggy in there.
You make it funny. They felt that until the airplane's landing.
The glass is clear, and then it just gets foggy, and then it gets clear, and then it gets.
Yeah. Yeah. Like a little firecracker. It's like poof.
Maybe it's your upper lip.
So you can keep that chair then, AJ. We don't need it back in the conference room.
Fine, I'll keep it.
We have a couple of calls we want to get to. Hun, thanks for going there and supporting the event.
Oh, absolutely. I'm so glad to be here. I'm glad I'm not working today so I can just share in the festivities. Congratulations, guys. Over 30,000.
I know Traveling Tribe Mamsie is there. I want to get to her. But, hey, Phil, who did you say we should go to first on the phone lines here?
Oh, Chris on line four is his first time calling the show ever.
Chris in Milford.
Hey, what's going on, guys? Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
How you doing? Hey, love the cause. Great. You know, really appreciate you guys doing this. Freaking awesome listening to you guys every morning. AJ, you probably know me from Sneaky Pete. You too, Chaz.
Yes.
Okay.
Got the red Camaro, the 69.
Yeah.
Great car show year. So I look forward to stopping down there today and showing some support. Want to call in. Awesome, guys.
Well, if you're not there in 15 minutes, AJ will not be there. He is not going to linger. And don't be offended if he doesn't stay around and shake hands. And
yeah, I got to go wash cabbage off.
I was going to say, if you miss him, just go take a whiff.
Apparently.
Cabbage.
I don't know how you do it, but that's awesome, man.
It's pretty amazing.
Eat a lot of broccoli.
Hey, thank you, Chris.
Hey, at least the bucket truck didn't come, right?
Yep.
Chris, thank you for calling.
Yeah, thanks, Chris.
Absolutely. Great to talk to you guys. See you tomorrow.
Right. You too, brother.
Bye.
Toy value was not added to that.
Wow.
So that is not a part of the total, AJ.
Okay.
So we're over that mark even.
Yay.
But we just haven't had a chance to go through and give a proper valuation.
They got a really cool life-size Grinch almost.
I see it. He's very visible.
Yeah, it looks cozy.
let's check in with Traveling Tribe member Mamsie before we go to break. Hey, Mams.
Morning.
Good morning.
This is so cool. And AJ looks really tired.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. And I smell like cabbage apparently, too.
I don't know what it was. But
it was not me.
There's a little hole in the roof over there.
You know what? It's very possible it was Jennifer.
No.
Just blamed AJ.
She blamed AJ.
Nobody would ever doubt her.
Right. Who smelled the Delta defense?
Yeah, that's what I think, AJ. It was my wife.
That is a pro move.
No. Look at she would have admitted it to me. Girls tell girls that stuff.
Oh, girls talk. That's right.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, they talk in smoke signals.
This is so exciting.
Mamsie, thanks for coming out.
You're the best. Yeah.
You're really
the
best.
Day off of school, so I got to come here.
Yeah,
it's very exciting. I can't wait for everything. This is the start of the holiday season.
That's right. It's the kickoff. 8 minutes to go.
Yeah.
AJ in the cabbage patch.
8 minutes and counting.
I got your cabbage hanging, Phil.
I knew it was coming.
AJ has been living inside this tiny little box since 9:10 a.m. yesterday,
which means
he was up since like 2 a.m. Wednesday morning.
Right.
Correct?
2 a.m. Thursday morning. Yes, otherwise I'd be dead right now.
You did also say you didn't sleep well.
Thursday morning.
Yes, I also didn't sleep very well. I never sleep well before.
When do you sleep well? That'll be the headline.
That's true.
he's been listening to It's a Small World After All on continuous loop as picked by the tribe.
Yep.
He's outside of McDermott Chevrolet in Lexus of New Haven. It's all to raise money for the toy drive. He crushed, smashed, and destroyed last year's record. I think last year's number was, what, $22,000?
$22,000.
We're over $30,000 now. We will have a on-site, like a total for 9:10. We'll have a 9:10 a.m. total when you walk out of the box.
Awesome.
But we're going to leave that button up all weekend, AJ, to kind of push it. A little bit
cool, why not? Yeah,
yeah,
go for the
for
kids.
People who could make it down there.
I think a lot of people driving in, listening, moved by what you're doing.
Right.
Get to work, want to donate. So we're going to leave it up there for them.
It's all for the kids.
Monday we'll have the final total Monday.
Nice. I should be awake by then.
John from Virginia has been holding on forever. John, good morning.
Good morning. Awesome job, AJ.
Thank you. I love your hand.
I couldn't be there, but I did donate online, so I helped you get your pants on yesterday.
Oh, thank you so much. The world thanks you, actually.
John helped put your pants on.
Yes, thank you so much.
Awesome job, AJ. Great job.
You,
love hearing you guys every day.
Oh, thank you for your help.
Thank you. I wonder what's the temperature like in Virginia?
Hmm.
Goodbye.
Like I'm dreaming
it's
right
like
now.
Surreal.
And I wake up and like that song is still playing and it's like dark.
Comedian ISMA in studio.
Oh, hi.
Saturday, November 25th. It's the post-turkey laugh at the Heritage in Southbury.
We're going to have AJ on there, too.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Yep.
How are you?
Yeah, look at me. Hey, yo, look at you.
Hey,
if he can remember stand-up after 24 hours in a box.
3 minutes.
I better have a show tonight.
I'm sorry. 5 minutes and counting.
5 minutes and counting.
What's the first thing you're going to do, like, once you're out of the box?
Fall.
No, oh, no, AJ.
I'm kidding. The first thing I'm going to do is I'm gonna be grateful that I'm out of the box. And then I'm going to say goodbye to a bunch of people, and I get in my truck and go to Milwaukee.
Oh, good.
Just go home. Okay.
You should try to do one group shot. You know?
Of course I'll do. I'll do group. I'm good that way.
Good.
Yeah.
All right. So in order of things, so you're going to probably get some sleep.
Yeah, well, it's going to take me a few moments to get to sleep because I'm not going to pass right out because I've been drinking caffeine.
Oh, my God.
Nonstop.
That's true.
Yeah. So I'm going to lay there, and my body will say, yeah, let's go to sleep. And it's going to wake up like 5 minutes. I go, okay, we're good.
Yeah, right?
And then I'm just going to kind of sit there and roll back and forth. Usually after something like this, I don't sleep past like 12:30, 1 o'clock. My body wakes up and goes, okay, we're ready now.
Wow.
Yeah, you got to power through the day.
I'll crash tomorrow morning.
Oh, okay.
Yep, yeah. Oh, yeah, no, I'm way too caffeinated right now.
So hold on. Put the microphone up to your brain. I just want to hear the sound of your brain right now.
That's pretty much how it is, yeah.
It's buzzing like a top.
Oh, God.
On coffee.
Oh, yeah, I sound like the 80s.
Sound like one of those bug zappers.
Okay, we'll go with that, too.
So it's sleep. It's eat.
Okay, so right. Maybe play some music and different music.
Anything else?
Music.
Anything else?
Oh no, I'm driving home. I'm driving home with the truck radio off.
There's another
silence is even better.
Another funny prank would be to have AJ's truck wired with that song in it, where he can't turn it off. He drives home with it on, and it won't go off.
I should let you know I already wired with C4 in case.
3 minutes and counting.
Oh, my goodness. Three minutes. This is exciting.
Oh, my God. Is this really happening?
There's another play. I heard it start over.
Don't point that out.
Describe the scene to us now, AJ.
Everybody's
who's there?
Staring at me.
Yeah. It's weird. It's really weird looking at people just stare at a human in a box.
Now I know what the pandas felt like.
Yeah. Right. It's like a panda. We brought a panda in.
I feel like Ling Ling. Everybody's looking at a cutie face right now as I'm trying to eat my bamboo shoots.
Do you have a carrot or something you could crunch on?
No.
Is he like a horse?
I haven't eaten anything healthy in like the last 72 hours.
Do you feel any pressure to do anything while people are looking at you?
Right.
2 minutes and counting.
Yes, I feel the pressure of getting out of here and doing exactly what you want me to.
We should get a mic ready for the group, and they could count down from 10.
Oh, okay.
I will have everybody count down and count down.
Yeah, he's got a mic in his hand ready. Yeah, look
someone at that. Should have their hand on the door, and they open the door for you.
Okay, I like that.
Door you should service. Plan to take your headphones off so you don't trip or strangle yourself.
Oh, please don't, man. I don't want you to go down.
Why
I
got to put that in my head now?
No, we're saying to do that.
You know, I realize I have to think of everything.
You know how fate works with me? Well, Mamsie's got her hand on the door.
Great. All right, Mamsie's going to open the door.
I'm going to take my headphones off.
We got still got a minute.
2 minutes and counting.
I'm going to have it cupped to my ear.
It's actually less than 2 minutes.
It is.
We're coming up on 1 minute now.
Yeah.
I have to pee again. Why is that?
Right
wow,
now,
wow, you're coming
AJ?
Into your final 60 seconds.
Here we go.
Oh my one God. Really? Minute and counting.
AJ!
You did that a little vampire-y.
Final countdown. Oh, my God. Is this really happening?
I know, right?
We forgot to set the clocks back an hour. Sorry.
I wanted to dream of this moment before, but I wasn't allowed to sleep.
Oh, 30 seconds. Less than 30 seconds.
Less than 30 seconds. Wow,
AJ
cool.
walks out of the box.
Yes.
20
out.
Seconds.
Yep.
All right, let's get the crowd ready for the
seconds.
Countdown. 15. So let the crowd start counting down now.
10. Nine, eight, seven, six, five, four, three, two, one.
There's so many people.
And you know
there.
What's so funny? As I'm going out the door, fate, some cable went around my foot. But this time I saw it.
Good.
This time I saw it. I am out.
That was Bob looking out for you.
The 2023 AJ in the Box is over. Today, I now consider myself the luckiest man on the face of the earth. Originally, I was going to say the unluckiest on the way in, but we stuffed me in there, so I didn't get a chance to mention that. But I will tell you, it was hell. It was hell. I'm not going to sugarcoat it. It was hell. We should find the surviving members who sang that song and go after them. And we also should buy the ride from Disney and destroy it.
I don't think you'd be alone there.
I'm pretty sure that song and what we just did is punishment for shoplifting in some countries. So we are going to abolish It's a Small World after all. And for one thing, no guy wants to hear that while using the men's room. But thank you guys so much for all your support. I love you all. Aww. Thanks to everybody who donated.
Hey.
Thanks, McDermott Chevrolet. Thanks to them.
Well, they chanted his name. He got distracted.
Thank you, guys. Thank you. Love you all.
Do we have a 9-10 total?
Oh, I got to pee.
Okay.
That was so AJ. Very good job.
Congratulations, AJ.
Great
once
work.
Again,
thank you.
Once again. Sacrificing yourself for those you've never met to make them in a better situation. So congratulations to you.
He took the headphones off.
Did they just shut the system down?
I hope not. We need to hear from Drew.
Okay.
Yes.
Oh, no.
There he is.
Drew.
I'm here.
All right.
Hold on 1 second. Put on some headphones.
The magical headphones.
All right. I'm here. Yes.
Drew?
There? Oh, yes,
yeah.
I'm here.
Yeah, okay.
All right, so you need the total, right? All right.
Yeah, we'd love that.
All right, so first off, great job, AJ.
Thank you, Drew.
Awesome job, 24 hours. All right, so here's our total. So in toys, we collected $4,500 in toys.
Whoa.
Wow.
Yeah, excellent. We got a nice big pile here. On site here at McDermott Chevrolet and Lexus of New Haven, we collected $13,469.
Wow. Woo-hoo!
Excellent. Thank you, Tribe. And online, on the website, $17,760.
Whoa.
Giving us an amount of $35,729.
Wow. All right.
So wow. Great
Yay!
Job. Awesome job.
Thank you, Tribe.
Love the Tribe.
The holiday spirit just kicked in for me here.
It's a lot of happy kids.
That was cool. That's very cool. Thanks, everybody. Thank you so much. Everybody who had any hand in this whatsoever, even if you thought about helping, next year, help again.